from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Royals legend, number 35, number one in your hearts from about 2013 to 2017. Eric Cosmer, how are things going for you, my guy?
Everything's going great. Kansas City, Royals looking good. They're playing some meaningful baseball here down the stretch, so life is good on the Hosmer end.
Yeah, and it's good at the Kansas City end too, man. Like, I don't think many of us thought that the Royals would be in this position challenging for a playoff spot. Knew they'd be better, but man, here they are. It's this late in the season challenging for a playoff spot. What are you liking out of this ball club this year?
Man, I like everything about this team. You really do. When you look at the team, especially in the beginning of the year, like you were saying, you know, we knew Bobby Witt Jr., we knew Salvi, we had some position players that were ready to go. But, I mean, Seth Lugo, what he's done, Cole Reagans has been, in my opinion, one of the best pitchers in baseball. His stuff is nasty. I watched him in Minnesota the other day, and you really can't tell the difference between that fastball and changeup, and the fastball is at 99. So they've been exciting to watch. Their pitching will take them as far as they need to go. Definitely would like to see someone in that bullpen step up for him, and I feel like that'll really complete their whole team.
Do you have Wade Davis's number that you can slip to me and I can give it to JJ and maybe we can get him out of retirement?
Man, I don't know if you saw him. I don't know if you guys saw Greg Holland in that reunion, but those guys are in some great shape, and there's no doubt in my mind they can go out there and get you three out, so I would definitely hit their lineup.
Yeah, that reunion was all. It felt like I was at like a WWE Raw event, the way the smoke was coming out, you guys coming out of the crowd and everything like that, and been watching a lot of your Digging Deep podcast with all the guys on there, Paul Rudd, obviously you and Peter Moreland. Where did that whole thing kind of start from? Where did the idea go with the Digging Deep podcast?
Yeah, appreciate you guys checking it out. So yeah. The idea kind of started with Anthony Saratelli and I and Mike Moustakas, everybody knows Moose. And Saratelli obviously was with the Royals in the minor league system for 10-plus years, so we all know how close that group was coming up and when the Royals minor league system back in 2008-09 was super strong. So we've always had the idea of finding ways to give back and continue to give back to the game and kind of help anybody we can. And we've always had some younger guys we've played with, especially me and Moose, that we'd keep in contact with. And we wanted to kind of extend that list and reach out to some kids that are some people that couldn't have our contact and just to log on to YouTube and check that out. So we've been able to really dig deep into some stories. We've really hit home on the youth side, helping out some youth coaches, some youth parents. So we're enjoying it. We're feels like we're still doing something. We're still involved in the game in some way, and it's been a lot of fun for all of us.
Well, and that's the big thing too, Eric. I mean, as we're sitting here talking about this edition of the Royals team, I mean, it was 10 freaking years ago that you guys made that first World Series run. 9 years ago, you win the World Series, and now here we are talking to, like, old men, telling stories. We had Lefevre on the other day, and he was talking about the last half inning of winning the World Series and what that was like from him and Denny's perspective, and now we're kind of sitting here talking about all that kind of stuff. Can you believe it's been that long, but it's also gone that fast?
No, you hit that on the head. You really did. It's so crazy. You know, the first time that I got to go back to Kansas City was when I got traded over to Boston, and I was just kind of in and out, night game, day game, get out of there. Everything was kind of happening all crazy. You know, I didn't really get to hang out or get to see anybody in Kansas City. So going back for the reunion and twice this May was awesome. And to see the plaza, to see, like, the restaurants in different locations, I'm like, man, where did the time go? And then to see the airport as well. The airport is unbelievable. And, man, I got the baggage claim, got my bag within 2 minutes. I couldn't believe it. So it's amazing how much Kansas City has changed. And, you know, you win a couple Super Bowls and you got a couple superstars on that team, that'll do some good things for the city. So I love it.
Talking to Eric Hosmer here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Eric, I want to bring this up because Vern, who's probably one of my big dudes here at the station, always brings up a story about, we talked to LaFever yesterday about his moments of the World Series. When Gordo hits that home run 10 years ago, there's a shot of you absolutely, or 9 years ago, absolutely just losing it, like looking down the ground, gripping your fists, and just pure, like relief. Can you kind of go over that moment again? Because I know the inning before or something like that, there was a misplay at first, and then Gordo hits that home run. He hits the finger up in the air. The crowd goes nuts. And then there's just you and, like, the Salvador Perez catcher stance just losing your mind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone knows the story in 14. We come within three outs, the win and the whole thing. And then 15, we rolled through the whole entire season, rolled through the playoffs. Houston gave us a tough match. But then we get to the World Series, and, all right, we're back. We're back on the stage. You know, we're not letting it slip this time. And game one was such a good game. And, you know, there was a high chopper. I'll never forget it at first base. And I did a little stutter step and trying to get the big hop. And that little stutter step caused the in-between hop, and I missed it. And, you know, the game would have been on me if we didn't win that game. So Gordo hitting the home run right there. Familia tried to do a quick pitch. I'll never forget this. And Gordo hit it over center field. I'm getting goosebumps explaining it now. But, I mean, I just looked at Gordo and thanked him, gave him a big hug because he bailed me out. And that was kind of the storyline of what Gordo had done for me up until that point for my whole career because, you know, I'll never forget Gordo. When he was rehabbing 1 year in 2009, we went to the airport together. We were both going to Myrtle Beach to open up in Wilmington, and he upgraded my flight to regular class to first class, and he just always looked out for me. And obviously, this was a way different way, but, man, Gordo was there to save me on that one, and I could never thank him enough for that.
I mean, that's an awesome story because I'm picturing it in my mind of you standing there, I guess, on that warning track right in front of the dugout. Like, everybody saw that and went, oh, my God, Eric Hosmer is the most relieved man in the history of the world right now.
Absolutely, man. That would have been a tough way to be remembered in history. So, luckily, Gordo bailed me out of that, and we can just remember the mad dash, and hopefully not too many people remember that era at first base.
Oh, man, that mad dash, too. I mean, you know, thinking about that and watching that play over and over again. I think the best part about that play, though, Eric, and I'm sure you didn't see it, obviously, when it was going on, but, like, all the Met fans that were, like, dead in the front five rows of that stadium, you look at the picture, like, days later, and the depressed look on all of their faces, that's got to feel great as an athlete to shut up an entire crowd like that.
Man, especially New York City, right? I remember right. That last inning when Wade was on the mound, and we were up by five, waiting to get that last third out, and it just seemed like Kansas City had taken over the whole entire baseball world right there in New York City. Everyone's leaving the stadium, and you see two sections, one family section and then one friend section that was probably the furthest spot in left field away from home plate, the top left corner of the stadium. And both areas just stood up, started chanting, "Let's go Royals." And, man, what a feeling that was. It just, we took over the baseball world there for a hot second.
And you really, you know, you guys, and I say this to everybody who will listen and pay attention, you guys set the groundwork for not only changing baseball in Kansas City, you guys changed the entire mindset of this town, too.
I love that. I really do. And trust me, the football team, what they've done is incredible. But that 2014 run, it was the beginning of that. And then I remember a couple years after when the playoffs were going to the Chiefs Kingdom, and I just kept telling my buddies all around Florida, I'm like, man, if this game is in Kansas City, you do not understand how these fans operate. You do not understand that environment that will take place there. So been watching those guys on their whole run, and, man, what an incredible run they've been on. And I was telling somebody while we were in Kansas City, it's fun because Patrick Mahomes is going to be essentially the Michael Jordan to my son Jack, that he's going to be that athlete that was the best athlete of all time, the guy that won all the championships and did everything the right way. So I love everything about it. I really do.
Yeah, you mentioned Little Haas. What's he think of Bobby Witt Jr.?
It's his favorite player. He just doesn't know it yet. He's Little Haas, I'm trying to get him into baseball right now. He just wants to climb everything, jump off things. He's into trucks and tractors and all that, but he will know all about Bobby Witt Jr. when he's ready for it, that's for sure.
At what age does he get the Hosmer haircut?
I tell you what, he might get that Bobby Witt mullet now. Hey. I'm all in on this guy, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him to be out there next year, and I really do hope that he can comprehend a little bit and just notice what's going on during that 2015 reunion.
Well, you know, Bobby has been such an unbelievable athlete. I mean, like, he's approaching, like, George Brett status already. I know it's early in his career, but even George is like, fine, take it over. Like, what he said to you guys in 15, you guys are the best team now. You can take this and run with it. I mean, from a guy who played the game, watching somebody dominate like that, you just sit back in awe and go, oh, my God. Like, I was good, but this guy's different level. I mean, this guy's all-world Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't – it's a lot of the former guys, we have our chat. We can't even compare ourselves to him because what he's doing is just on another level. It really is. I mean, he runs the bases. He can make a play at shortstop to win a game. He's got the baseball IQ. He's got the tools. He's got the IQ off the field. Everything about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, yeah, we went out and JJ gave him $300-something million, but when you're talking about a safe investment, you could not sleep more comfortable at night knowing you gave that guy that money because he's going to be right there, ready to go every single day. He's going to lead by example and have those guys around him ready to go. So I love the fact that Bobby Witt Jr. is the guy there for at least the next 10, 15, whatever that deal was, however many years it was.
Talking here with Eric Hosmer, the Royal legend here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Let's just cut to it, Haas. Your team in 2015, this team in 2024, who takes the win?
Yeah, we'll win, no doubt. Listen, I love these guys. They're not going to beat us, and our bullpen was just lights out. I tell you what we're doing, though. We're not giving Bobby Witt a pitch to hit. Salvi, man, we're going to have to figure out a way to get him, but I'll put up our 2015 team against anybody, and that's with all due respect. You guys know that.
Yeah, but you know what? I do it as well because it was something about that team, Eric, and I, you know, we were all there at that time and involved, and you would know his bandage project, and so we were able to have that relationship and all that kind of stuff that you guys did, you know, with the city and all that kind of stuff. Like, you allowed us to all be part of that team, and I don't know if that's ever happened in sports before the way it did here in Kansas City.
No, it was so unique. It was such a special bond out there. I mean, from everything that we did to celebrating off the field with the fans, you know, doing the McFadden's deal, having a couple drinks, and it was incredible because we were in awe of the moment, you know, what we're doing on a worldwide stage, making it to the Major League playoffs, the Major League World Series, and then it was like that same level of excitement for the fans. So it was just the best time of our lives. And like you said, that 2014, I feel like everyone felt bad for Kansas City and was hoping we did well, and it's at the point now where people are sick and tired of seeing Kansas City on that main stage, and I know all of us and all of you guys in Kansas City are loving it.
Yeah, do you get that feeling from people like, all right, enough of Kansas City. You guys have dominated the sports world now for the last 10 years.
Hey, I tell you what, I have a whole new appreciation for it because I know our run, it was the 2 years. We were in the World Series back-to-back, and then after that, it's been hard to get back to the playoffs. So I really am in awe of what they're doing, how they go to the Super Bowl year in and year out, AFC Championship pretty much every year. I mean, for all that to happen, you need so much to go right. So much luck has to be behind your side, all that type of stuff. So for them to be doing that truly is an amazing accomplishment, and I'm enjoying every piece of that ride.
How's food-wise, what do you miss most about Kansas City?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I miss Meat Mitch's barbecue. Meat Mitch, he would always be in there with George, especially on some Sunday day games, and he would always bring some barbecue in, his wings, all that. So speaking of that airport, when I was walking to baggage claim, I saw the Meat Mitch right there, the restaurant. Stopped and got some of that before my flight out. So that is one thing I miss about KC. The food out there is second to none.
Well, I know KC misses having you around, so when you're ready to move back, we can find you a house, and we'll get you all settled back here in Kansas City. So we appreciate the time today, Eric. I know we're excited with the launch of the new radio station, being on FM now. It's a lot of fun for everybody. But it's always fun to, you know, to do nostalgia and catch up and talk about what seemed like yesterday, now going on 10 years, my friend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And absolutely, 96.5 The Fan. Good for you guys. Congratulations, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.